running on all cylinders. This is Mike Kraft with your Panthers.com Insider Report. The Panthers spent much of the offseason beefing up the running game with a combination of trades, free agent signings, and draft picks. And after Sunday's game, they have yet to see major dividends. But if you listen to the Panthers' offensive lineman this week, that is about to change.
What?
Veterans like Jeff Hangardner and Jordan Gross say the offensive line will band together in the face of adversity and make sure this doesn't happen again on their watch.
Yeah, I mean, I think when people think of Carolina Panther football, they think of running the ball, and it's been that way for a long time. So last weekend was definitely not what we want to have happen. I don't think we always need to run for 200 yards. You know, I think we're so much better throwing the ball than we used to be, but that run game's key to having a balanced attack.
Well, it provides a rhythm for the offense, doesn't it?
Yeah, and there's a lot of people on this offense that have enjoyed a lot of success running the ball and set a lot of team records. So I know we got it in us, and it's just a bump in the road.
Yeah, we're a proud group. We're not going to have hopefully any more weeks like last week running the football. We pride ourselves a lot in running the football. We've got a bunch of guys that can carry the ball really well, and we need to just block and give them some holes and get them going this week.
When you look at what the league is doing, you know Cam kind of has a bullseye on his back, don't you? What are teams going to do to try to slow him down?
Well, I think at the beginning of the year, last year, teams didn't really know what to expect from us, and now we've got a year of film out there, and they know that Cam's going to be a vital part of our running game. And so you see teams game planning to stop the quarterback running game, which is something that hasn't been done in the NFL a lot.